Good afternoon. It's time to take a look at your sports here in the noon hour with me, Carl. Hi, how are you? I hope you're having a good Thursday, and I hope you're staying warm. Going on around the area tonight in terms of non-basketball sports, Newton boys will be swimming in a meet versus multiple schools. Also in that same meet will be Grinnell. Oskaloosa will be there as well. Newton boys are wrestling tonight versus Grinnell. Pella boys are wrestling tonight versus Dallas Center Grimes. Pella Christian boys and girls have bowling versus Bondurant Farrar. And Colfax Mingo will be wrestling versus Des Moines North tonight. A couple basketball games happening around the area this evening. Grinnell boys and girls will take on Nevada, and PCM is facing off against Albia. Newton High School senior Keith Moco made things official with the University of Northern Iowa and says he plans to be the defensive back for the Panthers. Keith Moco went to Florida last spring for a national 7-on-7 tournament and attended several other college camps last summer. He said, quote, "I chose you and I because they produce cornerbacks at a very high level, and I loved the energy and culture they had over there." He also said that it seemed like family from the jump. Keith Moco led the Newton Cardinals in receiving the past two seasons with 34 catches and 567 yards, as well as 6 touchdowns. Going to be a homecoming of sorts tonight when Iowa center Monica Sinano plays against Minnesota. Sinano grew up near the Twin Cities, and her sister Maggie is a guard for the Gophers. Sinano says that while a lot of family and friends will be in the Williams Arena, she is going to try to stay focused on the game tonight.
There is a lot of emotion connected to it for me, and it's just kind of separating myself from it a little bit and really focusing on, like, this is a Big Ten game. This is a road game. It's going to be hard, and you just kind of have to go in with the same mentality. So it is very emotional, but I think for me, I just kind of have to do my best to detach from it.
Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder says she's concerned about guarding a Minnesota team that is connecting on nearly 40% of all their shots from the three-point range.
They are obviously a three-point shooting team that we have to get out and cover threes. And when you're a three-point shooting team like that, you're never out of games. You know, it's just such a great part of our game, and they're doing it very, very well.
Hawkeye women take on Minnesota tonight. Coming up this weekend, it's the time for the divisional round of the NFL games leading up to the Pro Bowl, which will happen on February 6th, and of course that Super Bowl the day before Valentine's Day this year. Who will be in it? We will find out soon enough. NFL divisional rounds kick off this weekend with Bengals taking on the Titans, 49ers taking on the Packers. Those are happening Saturday. And this Sunday, the Rams will face the Buccaneers, and the Bills will play the Chiefs in the NFL divisional round games this weekend. And to round out your sports here in the noon hour, we'll take a look at your NBA schedule for this evening. Suns face off against the Mavericks, Pelicans take on the New York Knicks, and the Pacers will play the Warriors this evening. And that is a look at your sports here in the noon hour with me, Carl, on KCOB. Let's keep moving here on your hometown station.